and they'd get evergreens from up the wood someplace and make beautiful wreaths. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not evergreen. Is that what they call it? Evergreens?
I guess so. They're really tight.
Yeah, and beautiful green. One big one for the top. And one.
Remember, they used to put Easter time, they put eggs up in that rice with, with raisins.
1994.
Lost.
And the guys used to go up there and eat.
My mom was even telling me that her and her friend.
Frankie, and them used to go up eat the eggs up there.
My mom, when she was growing up in the fog, she said her and her friend used to do that too. Young girls.
I know, you used to hear them say, I got another one, I found another.
Oh, goodness.
And that panacita they make in church, you know, Fred said him and a friend of his used to go. The parents or the mom would let them go to each house to have just a spoon of that panacita.
It's panacita.
That rice.
With the
raisins. Uh huh.
Okay. Panacita is a memorial service.
Yeah.
Mom makes that.
But they call that too the panacita. Kutyak. They call it kutyak.
What's that?
Kutyak. The rice and the raisin.
Yeah.
So the panahirak is not rice and raisins, or?
The panahirak is a service.
Okay. Memorial service.
Memorial service.
Kutyak. Fred said him and his friend used to go to Nushnik and eat it all. naughty people. Fred built my dad a beautiful coffin. It wasn't as high as they usually make them, you know.
Fred?
Russian type.
Who
he made it?
Fred.
Fred, my husband. He made it so part of my dad's body was showing, you know. And then the cover, he didn't make it flat like this. He made it like that and added boards on the side to fit the coffin. So it looked nice. Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, they just did things so differently than. Mm-hmm.
And you know, they used to have the guys to dig the grave. And then they'd have a banya going for them because they were to wash banya right after they get done burying the guy. And then.
Digging the grave too.
Yeah, And then when they're all done, they'd wait for them. They wouldn't serve the meal before them. They'd let them sit down first, the grave diggers and the guy that were the pallbearers and the cross. They sat down first, and then after that, then people take turns. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very respectful, huh?
Very, very respectful. And then we used to stay up, remember? On the eighth day after, Father Peter used to tell me, I asked him one time, how do you count?
I thought it was the ninth day.
Yeah.
28th and 40th.
9th, 20th, and 40th. Yeah. But we used to stay up on the 8th, because the next day was the 9th.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
You count from the time, the day of their death.
Oh, yeah. I asked Father Peter one time, how do you count the days when a person died? Like, he was asking me what I was meaning, and said, well, if a person dies in the morning or a person dies after the 12 o'clock noon hour, he said the way they do it, if a person dies in the morning, they count that day.
As day one.
Uh-huh, day one. And if a person dies after 12 o'clock noontime, then
the next day is counted as a person. Yeah. Really?
He said that's how they did it.
Every 24 hours mm-hmm. is a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Huh? 15 minutes.
That's another way to say it too. Yaakov is chikun. Because we all say that in that Alutik song. Lavak is another word for it. Tekunak is cave.
Milak. Look.
Look. Lampak.
Look. Look in. Put me. I N.
I'm looking. So quick. As a slide.
So quick.
Nick-click.
Nick-click.
Tadliman.
Tadliman. Katlik. Lightning. Mm-hmm. What they say for thunder?
Was the same.
The same, huh?
Yeah.
Thunder and lightning.
Majak.
Manjak.
Manit.
Manit.
Maslak.
Maslak.
Is that butter?
Yeah.
Mangak.
Manak.
I wonder what this is. What does that represent? I know they used to have a moon for ladies and a man. Which was it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I always remember that card, but I can't remember. They used to have a moon for the male or female, one of them, and the other one with, I think it was a full moon.
Half moon and full moon.
Chinik. Nuyet. Nanwak. That's a lake. Mm-hmm. Nanwak.
Nanwalik. Nanwalik is lake. I would say. There's a lake there or something.
Unguatik.
Unguati.
Unguati.
Kulgak.
Larry Alanak.
Kulanak.
Kulanak. They nicknamed him Kulanak. I don't know why.
And then here. Me.
Monquiluk. What? There's another name for that one. Monquiluk and Kamarat.
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 That's Russian.
Angun.
Angun. Old man.
Angun.
Angun.
Pudushka.
Padushka.
Pillow.
Ipik. Is that muscle or arm?
Arm.
That's a toe, whatever that is.
Pudukut.
What did you guys call it again? Remember you guys were discussing it?
Yeah.
R-S-T.
I've never heard this like that.
Okay,
we angin koyu litwanga why you kit.
That's Nunwuluk. This is a Nunwuluk book, huh?
I think so.
Stuk.
And this here puts about ego.
Ego. Ego.
Angin koyuk. Angin koyuk. I wonder where they got that from, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Budukin.
Oh, the nose.
Ngak.
What?
Kangak.
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 King.
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 Kangak. 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 Kangak.
Kayak. Kayak. Well, why did they call them
Bedarkas
too?
I don't know.
Well, they just added a name to it too, I guess.
So I was wondering originally.
It must be Russian Bedarki.
It sure sounds like it. Yeah.
Okay. Kayak. But they spell it with a K.
Kayak.
And we actually spell it with a Q.
Echo.
Yeah.
I went to a bicycle store today and I had to sign my name with my discount number. Oh, so you're the one that does the Lutheran word of the week. He was just amazed. He said he just likes it.
Who is that?
The guy that sells bicycles down the way.
Oh, yeah.
Echok.
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 Echok. That's the whale.
Achwak.
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 Okay, where are you? This is...
Echok.
Oh, this is Echok, which is the
leg.
Okay.
And Achwak.
Achwak is the whale.
Whale.
Okay.
Huwak.
Huwak.
The arrow.
They got that R there.
Yeah.
It should be... It should be an H. Huwak.
Yeah.
They have the, you know, they have their alphabet is different. They were teaching us that. Well, I was watching them teach the kids over in Digifon.
Yeah, so I noticed that. Yeah, I like that one.
They put a dash on top of something too. They were making an alphabet. Like here, putting dash down here.
Yeah.
In here. Mm-hmm. See?
But they were putting them on top too.
Uh-huh. What's the last one?
Agavok. The blackboard?
Igavik.
Igavik, yeah. The blackboard.
Widrok.
Widrok.
Karak.
Skorodak.
What is it?
Skoruduk. That's a frying pan.
Mm-hmm. What about ladder or steps?
Triabat.
Triabat. That's a B. Triabat.
You know, triabat is different than that, though.
Triabat. Yeah, what the triabat are those? The
steps.
Ones you... Yeah.
But you climb. you know, the move around. I don't know what they call them. I'm going to have to find out what those are. Yeah, but those are called something else.
Yeah, but. I know they all talk about them. They all talk about, Mom and Clyde all talk about hours in the church. Yeah, but it's got another saying for it.
Steps? Stairs? Or ladder? That's the only thing I know with these.
Triabach is a ladder.
Okay.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me look it up here. Ladder. H-I-J-K. Yep. That's a ladder.
Triabach.
Uh-huh. Okay, but what I think you guys are thinking about too is this is steps.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to that one and see.
Yeah, steps.
See, they have steps in here. P-Q-R-S-T, steps. Stacks, stairs, they got it the same as Triabach. Step. Tatmarluk. Tutmarluk.
Step on it. Yeah. It means Tutmarluk.
Yeah.
Step on it. Tutmarluk.
Tuluku.
Right here too. Tuluku.
Step on it once.
Or step on it repeatedly. Is
Tatmarluk.
This is
Steps is
almost got it.
Got it. Right below it.
Steps. Tutmakalugu.
Stairs. Mayuachwit.
Mayuachwit,
yeah,
there.
Steps.
Okay.
Mayuachwit,
to climb. That's
yeah.
To climb.
That's to climb the steps. Mayuachwit, that's your going
so
up.
So this here you would call
Mayuachwit.
And not a Triabach.
No,
no.
That's
Triabach is a
ladder.
Ladder. Okay, so I'm going to write
Mayuachwit.
Okay.
May you are with? Okay. There we got that straightened out.
What's is that Triabach?
Those are kind of ladders.
Okay. Now we got that one.
Yeah.
What are those things?
It's this here they're pointing to, his stomach.
Akshak. You know how I was writing? If I wrote that, I was going to write it.
Go ahead, write it. You can write in my book. I prefer that.
Where is that?
Right here.
Akshak. I'd write it. Akshak. Just the way it sounds, you know.
Right.
Akshak.
Akshak. Shinakput.
Akshak. Shin.
big belly.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, that's how I was practicing at home, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like, the way I got started, I seen this Chamai, C-A-M-I.
Uh-huh.
And then at the tribal office, one day we're, bingo hall, one day we're going out with my dabber, I went and wrote an H, Cha. My, you know.
Right.
Instead of see, Kamai.
Yeah, it sounds like Kamai. Uh-huh. But that's the way they were pronouncing it Chamai, but, you know, they were using them. They'd make a, you know, R would be different, you know, the way they were pronouncing it.
It would be so much easier if we went through, you know, like this here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It'd be easier for us, but when the Jeff Lear comes, he'd show us
altogether
there.
Different. I was funny. I'm dumb, I don't know.
No, you're not.
He'd probably explain it, though, you know. They're making a new
language.
Yeah, they're making a new
dictionary.
It would be so much easier if they did it in the
phonetically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have an easy time like that.
Yeah.
But like this, in a
see, that's the way. See, that's the way the Aleuts talk. They talk from the side and from way down.
Kind of lisp once in a while. Shliabak.
Shliabak.
That's. If I had to write it, I'd put Shlia
Bak. With the B. Yeah.
Shlia Bak.
Yeah.
Shkabak.
Skabak.
Skabak. If we pronounce it the way it's written, it's Skabak. Skabak instead of Shkabak.
Right. See, this is where I was saying their S's must be SH sound.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And the same thing with the R, like Karak.
Karak.
Yeah.
See, here's another one. Shakulak.
Shakulak.
Uh-huh.
Is duck.
Uh-huh. A duck.
And then the P is a B.
Shkabak.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The P sound is a B.
Yeah. P sound
like
B.
It's Kapak.
Tata.
Tata.
That's the father.
Mm-hmm.
Tangaho.
Tangak. Tangak is water?
Uh-huh.
See, now I would never have thought this here is water.
That would be a butil cup. Bottle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But see, the way they got it here, I would have never assumed it was water. I would have thought it was a bottle.
Butil kami.
Watered bottle. Bottled water or
Tingashujak.
Tingashu.
Airplane.
Tingashujak.
Jack.
Peguguk. Okay, now this here's like ta ta ta. This is tang.
Uh huh.
See,
tang.
Yeah.
It's like tang.
Tang. Yeah.
Uh huh. Tang.
Because these are all tas.
Yeah. Tang. Tang.
Tanga.
Tanga.
Tagugak. And this one's tang. That throws me off, but the tang.
Okok.
Okok.
See, that to us, we see a bottle.
Uh-huh.
We see a bottle like this here.
Yeah.
But in the bottle, there's oil. Okok.
Okok.
That's oil.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Ugutik.
Uh-huh.
Ugutik.
Bumblebee.
He must have just bit somebody. He's happy.
He's smiling.
He's smiling. Oh, I had my dinner.
Ulik. What is that?
Blanket.
Oh, it's pointing to a blanket.
U-L-I-K.
Ulik. Nuzik.
Nuzik.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Wheel cook.
Uh-huh.
Wheel cook.
See, to have an R there, it should be wheel.
Yeah, W-E-E-L.
Wheel cook.
Uh-huh.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell those guys, hey, you guys are making a wrong dictionary.
Wheel. It should be a L.
Uh-huh. Wheel cock. Wheel cock. What is that? Wheel cock. Knuch. Knirwick.
Knirwick.
Uh-huh. A stove. Ein yak. Monang yache.
The flippers.
Ijuwik. See, if it was my way, I'd put a K there. Ijuwik.
Right, because the wick here and the wick here.
And why they put a Q here. Yamak.
Yamak.
Stone. Rock. Yablak.
Yeah,
block
cock.
That's
apple.
Uh huh. Ach,
girl.
Yashik.
Yashik.
In a box. It even got number 1, 3, 4. Okay, that's it.
This is the page, it's the first page here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, they put it in Aleutic, and here's the letter, the Aleutic language, and then English here.
Uh-huh.
And then it says it's the Northern dialect.
That's what it is.
Yeah, this is Agyak.
Agyak, like a star. Yeah.
A lugnuck.
A lugnuck.
It's a berry.
Woman. Arnak.
Arnak. Arnak.
A geek.
A geek is money.
Geek.
Kaska. Kas. Kas. Kaskak. Kaskak.
Chashkak.
Chashkak.
See, I put an H there instead of a K.
Yeah.
Chashkak, the way it sounds, you know. Chashkak.
Chuduk.
Chuduk.
Chasak.
Chasak.
Chiwak.
Chiwak.
Ima.
Ima.
Ima. Ima. My grandmother.
Look.
Look, uh-huh. Agamich.
Agamuch.
Agamayutuk.
Agamayutuk.
There's a towel. Palatensuk. There's a towel. Palatensuk.
Is that Russian?
Yeah, that's right. Palatensuk is Russian.
Oh, it is Russian,
this
huh?
This is
Tower.
S-T.
Agamich Shudak. Agamich. That's what it's saying there.
Travashkuk is dish towel.
Yeah, that's Russian too.
Travashkuk.
Travashkuk. Where are you?
I'm looking in here. They got two words for towel.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's basin, I guess.
What were you seeing a while ago with the towel? You were saying, thing to wipe with. How do you say thing to wipe with?
Ashudak. Ashudak. That's to wipe yourself with.
Yeah.
Bath towel.
Uh-huh. Ashudak. Unglachtuk, he is laughing.
Fanaruk.
Fanaruk.
Lantern.
Luck.
Leg.
Fruit cut.
Fruit.
Footy.
Skunk. Footy the skunk.
Galak.
Window.
Kokoyuk. That's what Mama told me. Kokoyuk, Agayuik. Kudak. Akumahuik. He's asking you if you're going to sit down.
I can't do it standing up.
Why don't you come? Nangahuma.
Nanguma.
Nangahuma pichuni ne twa.
Pichuni ne twa.
Can't do it standing up.
Are you listening?
This is a home week, that's where we were.
Yeah, a home week. What's in?
Well, the group.
Oh, when we were in Anchorage one time, Fred and I were shopping and I seen this sweatshirt. It had a bear and he was just shivering. The Sam bitch weather was Sam bitch weather. Queen Duk. He is walking.
Good point.
Queen Wachtuk. Queen Wachtuk. He's walking for fun. Ingik. Ingalak. Itkak.
Itkak.
Ikasluk.
Ikasluk.
Kuik. Kushkak.
Kushkak.
Kumahyak. Kaligat. Nakhkwakha. There we go again.
Yeah.
I forgot already. To lift it up. I forgot it already.
Kulwah lugu.
Lagak. Luck. Luk. Lampak.
Lampak.
Luchtuk.
Luchtuk.
Tasliman.
Tasliman.
Niklek.
Niklek.
Kaslik.
Kaslik.
Yeah. Doing good so far. You sound good. Majak.
Majak.
Manit.
Manit.
Maslak.
Maslak.
Mangak.
Mangak.
Nushnik.
Nushnik.
Chainik.
Chainik.
Nuyet.
Nuyet.
Nanwak.
Nanwak.
Ungwati. Ungwati.
Ungwati heart.
Ungwati.
Ungwati.
Now, what was I telling him when you had me say that?
Oh, you can do it standing up.
Okay, good. And say it, Walchi. What did I say?
Where are we now? Ungwati. Oh. Kalingak.
Kalingak.
Sure, I can't even say it.
Manquiluk.
Manquiluk.
Or either Kamarak, one of them.
Manquiluk. Manquiluk.
Manquiluk.
Manquiluk.
That's that mosquito, right?
Angun.
Angun.
Old man.
I remember that.
Padushkak.
Padushkak.
That's the pillow.
Agunguyuk.
Yeah.
Agunguyuk. See, why do they have P there?
That's
Agunguyuk.
That's the northern dialect.
Oh, yeah. Ibik.
Ibik.
Piuhta.
Piuhta.
Kangak.
Kangak.
Takmak.
Takmak.
Kedinguk.
Kedinguk.
That's raining.
Kayak.
Kayak.
What do you say, like?
Ichuk. Ichuk.
Yeah, ichuk.
Yeah.
Huwak.
They have their R, there should have been an H. Huwak. You know. Huwak.
Ahwak.
Ahwak. Widrok.
Widrok.
Karak.
Karak.
Tiabat.
Tiabat.
And see, they go with the stairs. See that?
Yeah.
Tiabat is the stairs, but that's actually not how we have it.
Yeah. That's different.
It's that starts with an M.
See, we forgot already. Mayohoy.
Yeah.
Mayohoy. Tata, father. Tangariu. Tangak, yeah.
Drinking water.
Tingokshudak.
Tingokshudak,
yeah. Tingokshudak.
Ugutik.
Ugutik.
The happy Ugutik.
Yeah.
Smiley face.
Ulik.
Ulik.
Uguk.
Uguk.
Nujik.
Nujik.
Wilkak.
Wilkak.
Kawakwik.
Nihwik.
Ishuwik.
Yamak. Yablak.
Ahnak. Ahyak. Yashik. Yeah. It's coming along just fine. Mm-hmm. All of you.
Tapu de cook.
Uh-huh. We're done.
Oh, okay.
My sister is talking to the Helen, the younger one. She told me that she's teaching over there. In the she told me that she got mad at the principal there. You know, she cleans the school.
Uh-huh. You know. Who does?
She went over there. She was gonna bawl the principal up. Helen was in there. She said, "Nam ni kuni betha."
Nam ni kuni betha. That's a good and I have something to say to somebody, but it makes me mad. Yeah, I need one. The doctor told me that one medication is making my mouth very dry. I went over there, I wrote down everything I was taking. And I told him, I think this is it because it's a new pill I'm taking for blood pressure. I'm taking three kinds for blood pressure.
Wow.
And he looked it up in his book and he, sure enough, and he told me, why don't you go and get yourself some lemon drops? That'll make a lot of saliva in your mouth. Ooh, I'd have a locked jaw. Boy, that's terrible. In the mornings when I get up, I could hardly talk. My mouth is so dry.
Cotton.
Well, one morning I'm going to wake up, it's all sealed.
You keep water by your bed?
Pop. Water. Kevin Michalia.
He's went to bingo at the base.
Oh, at the base.
With Mita.
Oh.
Mita calls her up. She very seldom goes to bingo.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, Mita is addicted like I am. Ooh, hoo, hoo. Oh! Ooh, hoo, hoo.
It's gonna make it worse. You're so...
You know, the other day, for a little reception we had, Joan's boyfriend made the wings.
Hot wings.
Oh, gosh. I just start sweating. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what he put in them. I can't eat no kind of
hot stuff. You know, that's all this is. It's just natural peppermint.
You know, at home, Mama always told me that they use peppermint, the old people that have heart trouble, you know. Mm-hmm. They'd put about 10 drops, 15 drops in a spoon of sugar,
mm-hmm.
and then down it with water. And that would get rid of all the gas. And sure enough, I've used it many times.
Mm-hmm.
These old people knew things, huh?
Yeah. You mean when you get a fight pain?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or when you're gassed up.
Mm. Yeah, it makes it nice and hot.
You use what? You use sugar and
peppermint. Peppermint oil. You just drop 10 or 15 drops in half a teaspoon of sugar. Mm. Put it in your mouth and drink water like a chaser. Hey, yeah. Uluga why knicha cooked my tongue.
It's just all natural peppermint. See, you're climbing Mount Everest. It's called Mount Everest gum.
They can have that.
Pure and natural peppermint. It's the only kind I eat.
Really?
And they seal this, you know, in plastic. And sometimes, boy, I hit a hot one. Wheel, I'll open it up, you know, and I'll pop one in. And man, that is so hot one. I was like, that was a good one.
You know what you ought to have is a hot shot of wine every night. Not a hot shot, just a shot of wine.
Yeah. Fred and I used to do that.
I do that every day.
Fred and I used to have a gallon of wine home.
Yeah.
And then evenings when all the kids are in bed, you know, we'd have nothing to do, we'd play cards and have some hot wine. I didn't care much for it. Hey, where you been?
Over in Jeremy's. And
what did you buy? What did you buy? No school tomorrow again, huh? My kids.
There was something she said that she was going to.
Things to learn in your first month of Jizza and conversation starters. Learn to say, how are you? Cheshtun. Question me up, up down. Well, how do you pronounce it? Question up. How do you say?
Question up. Question
up.
How do you say that?
How do you say? Oh, yeah. I was reading a different. Hello, goodbye, I'll see you. Chamai is hello. Goodbye is I'll see you. Chamai, tangchi kamgan chali. I'll see you.
Okay, again. I gotta write them.
I'll see you again, chali. Chali is again.
Okay, tongue. You said tongue?
Tongue. Chili.
Tongue.
If you put down again, it would be tongue. Chikamgun. Chili.
Chili.
Uh-huh. If you put down again at the end of the sentence,
you'll get.
I'll see you.
I'll see you again.
What is this word now?
Question apuchtach.
How do you call it?
Cheshtun abuchtach.
Cheshtun
abuchtach. Cheshtun abuchtach.
Abach. Abach. Abach.
Ta.
Abach.
Ta. Chat.
A-P-R-T double A-R-A-T.
Ta. Abachta.
Uh-huh.
How do you call that? How do you call it?
How
is it? This Nebuchadnezzar.
How do you call it?
Okay. How are you?
What you want to call him?
Ajishachtun.
What's that?
Ajishachtun. How are you?
No, you're Ajishachtun. You're good. You're. Is it?
Is asking, how are you?
Yeah.
I
am good.
You
are
good.
How are you?
Yeah, okay.
And I am sick.
I am good. I am sick. I am
Let's
tired.
I am either sick or tired, happy, etc.
So I would say, we.
Knahwa.
We
knahwa.
Knahwa.
I am sick.
How do you say tired in Aleut? Shakakhtwa.
Kanahwa is sick?
Or you could put down Hui Mughnuchtwa. I am tired.
Now what's the next one? That's
setting up your next meeting. Do you want to meet tomorrow? Unwaruk or where?
When I said Maganachtwa is tired.
And after that is happy.
Is what? Swallow my spit and try again. I'll just say I'm fine.
So be it.
Yeah, it's like a hook in there. See, it's at hook toi.
There you go. Setting up your next meeting. Unwako kachali kaduching wachchikugut. Will we have a meeting again tomorrow? What time?
I could say
see. Kochin. Kochin koagri.
Spanish, yes. I heard C in my head and I'm going, no, what is yes?
What's it called? Tanga yukin. Pop mokka.
No, no, tanga.
Tanga.
Darn, I'm sitting here thinking Spanish words. Yes is aha, right? Okay.
What's Kika got you then, thirsty?
Oh, she's thirsty? Are you thirsty? Ah. Tanga yuchtwa. Tanga yuchtwa. Are you thirsty? Dawa. Kuyana. Dawa? Dawa's no? Okay. When do you want to come tomorrow? I have an appointment at 7 in the evening.
You do? Okay.
1 o'clock. 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock. No, I have a 10 o'clock. I got to go to do me over there. Whatever.
2 o'clock, I get an appointment.
Oh, let's do it in the morning then. Because I have one at 2 o'clock and one at 4. I just forgot about that 4. Huh? But you'll be working.
I'll be working tomorrow.
Oh. Next time you come, we'll let you know what we're doing. Unwako. Okay. Tomorrow. Unwako.
Unwako. Unwago. Tomorrow.
Yushkibut.
How do you say? Unwago, unwago, tomorrow, tomorrow. What's that song? Little Annie sings that song. We'll see you another day.
Tomorrow never comes.
Okay, so what time tomorrow?
Whenever it's. I have a 10 o'clock appointment in the morning. Uh-huh. About 11, 11 to 1.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah.
11 a.m. class.
Then we'll finish this. The weather, personal introductions, colors, look in books and describe what the people are doing. Mm-hmm. Have your master direct you to set the table piece by piece. Do things wrong deliberately so they have to correct you. Keep it simple in the beginning. Focus on short phrases, not just lists of words. Try to look for patterns by repeating with just a little change each time and acting it out with yourself or with a toy. For example, the following sentence can be practiced with only a table and two stuffed animals. We did that already. Mm-hmm. Visit with other teams in your community or fluent speakers who are not in the program. Elders love to get together and talk, but remind them. Alu tishun kishin.
You wouldn't be.
Uh-huh. Only alutik so you can listen to them and try to figure out what they're saying. Encourage your master to point and use gestures to keep you figure out what they're saying. Write in your notebook after every meeting to remind yourself what you worked on and what you would like to work next.
I don't know.
Write out your frustrations and successes. If there's a problem in your meetings that you cannot solve or would like suggestions, call Ishik. April. Ishik. Litnoch chikwa.
I will learn. Litnoch chikwa.
You're learning?
Yeah. Keep that phone in the
bedroom.
Yes. How do you say
they,
a little bit?
The acht abends.
Ich mangjuk. I wanted to have it with a k sound. Ich mang
chuk.
Muk. Schmugjuk muk.
She just said, Ich mangjuk. Little bit.
Ich. Kind of a your tongue. Ich.
Ich. That's what I'm learning.
You could take a shortcut and say smuck.
Smuck. Little bit.
Ichma. It's also a little bit. I like that one. Yeah.
And when you come next time, we'll let you know what we're doing. Okay. Well, we'll do this. We'll start with setting your next meeting in tomorrow or time. I'll pick you up. I'll bring you home. The weather. It is raining, sunny, messy, snowing, blowing, depressing, calm, etc. It is a good meeting opener. Personal introductions. I am, I was born, I live in, my dad was born, my mom was born, my family tree or folders might help with this one. Learned colors, amount, size, places. The little seal is in the cup. There are lots of berries on the table.
Cheetah. Okay.
I love Nussbusch Garden. Did you go berry picking?
I couldn't. I couldn't walk then. My dad went.
Oh, did he?
He went and got me some berries. He got me about a gallon. So that's enough for me for the winter. Me and Christian.
That's all I got. What, a gallon?
Yeah. Well,
maybe 2 gallons.
He got me lots of blueberries, though.
Yeah.
Wee-o! He got me blueberries.
Be prepared to have headaches during the first few weeks from concentrating so hard.
Oh, I didn't even read that. I was excited.
Start traditions early. Scared. Make a locally Florence Pastor call in April. Council will begin by saying the prayers, Lord, in Aleutic. I want to learn that in Aleutic. Lord's Prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Father Krita gave me one. It sounds different than what April and them were saying, the way they were saying it.
See, they say it the way Florence and, what's her name? Irene Coyle. Yeah.
Is she one of the masters?
Yeah, no, Florence is.
Oh, Florence is, yeah. Give each other a Lutheran name.
Oh.
I'm Teresa.
How would you say Teresa in
that? Well, then Norell, do you remember him from Carter?
That's
he never called me by my name, Sophie. He always called me Nina.
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 Oh, really?
Yeah, he never called me Sophie. And my mom never, ever calls me Sophie. She calls me Sophia.
As your Russian.
All the time. She never calls me Sophie.
Sophia.
All these years, Sophia.
That's like my dad calls my auntie, not Anne, it's Anushka.
Uh-huh.
He always calls her Anushka.
Anushka.
Mm-hmm. They used to call those. They were Anushkas.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Is that Anne or what is it?
Yeah, Anne. Anushka. Annie.
Anushka.
Annie, Anushka. They used to have the ladies at home, they used to call my mom. My dad's name was Nikita,
mm-hmm.
and they used to call my mom Nikitika.
Nikitika.
And Mrs. Lektonen, you know her,
mm-hmm.
Yaku's wife,
mm-hmm.
they used to call her Yakika.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they used to call them in the fog back too.
Uh-huh.
They used to call them
that. Yeah, and then they'd call a little lady among Chukshata, among Chuk Amajika. Her husband's name was Amaji. And they called her Amajika.
Hmm.
Yeah, they used to call them like, this is 13, they call her Cherokee.
Uh huh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Nelsika.
You know this Charliagas from Karluk?
Mm-hmm.
Their name is, my Emil was my first cousin.
Oh.
Emil Malutin. And then his wife Olga, they arranged for her to marry little Efse.
Mm-hmm.
You remember him?
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't even stay with him. She just went back to and stayed with Emil. They arranged that marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then she never did change her name back to Ambrosia. She kept the Charliaga name. Charliaga, they call it. That's not their last name. It's Charliaga.
Yeah.
Charliaga, uh-huh.
It's not
but
Charliaga.
The teacher didn't know how to write Charliaga, so he wrote down Charliaga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds about right.
Yeah. And then, Charlie,
that's from Marston Bay.
Uh huh.
Huh.
Emil's rightful name should have been Nomov, because Tanya and Herman Malutin brought him up and just gave him their last name.
Oh.
Is one of them guys, Emil's kids, married to a darling girl? Joe Darling's daughter?
Florence?
Yeah.
That's,
Emil's?
Isn't that Bunsen?
Yeah,
that?
Uh-huh.
Bunsen,
are they married?
I don't think so. They're dating, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Bunsen and Florence are together.
I thought they were married.
What happened to Tanya?
Tanya's?
Jarov, she
yeah,
was going?
Something.
He was going with her.
Yeah, for a long time.
Bunsen was Amos and Olga's
mm-hmm.
boy. Their rightful last name should be Noma. I'd never let my kids have that Chilyaga name. Lots of red tape, but then it would be nice if they
went
to
that.
There
was Alfred Noma, Jake.
Uh-huh.
How come Jake was Alpayak?
Because he was brought up by the Alpayaks. Like Oscar, he was brought up by the other Alpayak.
Mm-hmm.
So, them days they used to just give them their last names when they raised them kids. Oscar's last name should have been really Norell,
mm-hmm.
like Martin, you know.
Yeah, Oscar Norell, Clayman Norell,
mm-hmm.
Martin and
Catherine, who got shot down.
Catherine and
Annie Norrell. Annie Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I did it.
My Auntie Minnie?
Minnie, yeah.
Yeah. She had the Norrell name.
She had the corner house down on Mill Bay here for many years. I used to go every Saturday, go mop her floors for her.
My mom and little Michael, he was just about this big, went to visit her, and she had a gas stove, and he must have turned dial, you know, and then gas was coming up, and she went to the store and left my mom and Michael there, and when she came back, she was going to give mom tea. She turned that, a big explosion. The hatch fell down from the ceiling. Her nylons got melted. Her hair got singed.
Goodness.
Then Michael went and hid away. She said it was scary at first, but they just sat and laughed and laughed. Gosh. I never forgot that. The nylons.
Melted?
I'm trying to think of some old lady used to live in an old car look by Lecton or by Julia Nomoff and her husband. Was it Pete Nomoff? Was it?
Pete was married to a.
Some old lady used to live close to that. Tanya, was it?
Tanya Gunderson. Poor thing. I don't know what kind of sickness she had. Anyway, she used to walk. One time they found her way up the river.
Big woman, too.
She was tall.
Wow.
And she had a doll. She was carrying her doll around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She probably had Alzheimer's.
Yeah, they said
they found
that.
Her. They had to keep an eye on her, but that one day I guess they forgot about her. They couldn't find her. Finally, they went looking up in the skiff, and there they found her.
Wow.
Before, people took care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
They surely did. You know that.
You forget me in Olympic, we're fishing with Fred and the Sophie K in the fall. Me, Olympic, and Joe Malutin fishing it. We had one of the big Port Bailey holding skiff. We filled it up and come out with it, you know, and we made a haul. So Ludwig was up there watching the fish so the ends wouldn't go out, you know. Because we were all the skiffs were loaded, it took them down to the soaking cave. I went back up. I ran back up with the skiff and Ludwig, "You bring me anything to eat?" He said, "Ma, I'm so hungry, I've been eating grass."
You remember when they had those little small dories? And then the kickers that were on there, they were only like 5 horse.
Yeah.
And then when they came out with the 9 horse, it was really fast.
I know, I learned to drive one of them only when the tide was high. I used to go down to the spit from Old Carlock and the skip, I'd zoom away, you know, when the tide was high, and go and get me oil.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I got back to Old Carlock, I'd pack oil up the steps, 5 gallon cans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why have I tried that? Now I collapse in the first travel.
I remember that going down because we lived in the White House.
The very end.
Yeah. And Dad had that little, the little skiff, and he'd go down to the store.